decided to sell that much nonsense. We are approaching the world we like to have.
I don't believe in things that aren't proven, that we have no evidence of, but sometimes, I still think about what I would do if I had 2 minutes to talk to you. When someone asked me what I'd say, I said I'd rather hear you speak. I'm sure the words you would impart on someone know infinitely more than what I could say to you. And if I could talk to you, I wouldn't know what to say. But I know I'd have to tell you, like so many of your fans in the past, that I thank you for showing me that there are logical people in the world, that man can live by reason, that reason is a virtue, that selflessness is a virtue, that I have a right to what I earn, to what I create, to what I know, to be true. I would have still been searching blindly for philosophical answers to the meaning of life if you never told me that I am worth something, that I am my own thing. And it's nice to know that even when I'm surrounded by these unthinking masses, that there are people who hold their minds as their highest value out there somewhere in the world. And the fact that they exist. But you knew that. You read about these heroes over the years, and how could you manage to write gripping 1,000-page novels about heroes the rest of mine can't help but love? And did you really find that hero in real life? Because I'm still looking. You've created these heroes, but are they just created? Does anyone else understand these values as I do? Yes, thank you for giving me the answers I've been looking for, but tell me that someone else out there found the answers too. So maybe, if they could pose this unreasonable, illogical, ethical question in the first place, if they could give you another 10 minutes so you could do some talking, maybe then you could explain to me how to get through the day when no one understands you, how to respect love and perfection when you're